This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You are tuned into the Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church podcast for the week. Well, you will hear the teaching and the preaching of the senior pastor of Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church, the Reverend Matthew L. Browning. This podcast is an extension of the ministry where the Word of God is magnified, Jesus is glorified, and understanding is fortified. After the message, information will be given about our church location, phone number, and how to obtain a copy of this message in its entirety. So now, let's join Reverend Browning with the Word of God already in progress.
There, nestled there in the 55th Psalm. And the sixth verse. And the Word of God says, and I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. If I could just get away from it all. If I could just get away from it all. Our mind should be clear, and we should be waiting and anticipating the Word of God. Will you bow your heads with us? Most gracious and kind Heavenly Father, it is once again that you have allowed us to be in the house of worship one more time. We don't know, Lord, it could be our last time. But Father, we have come today to hear a word from you. From your word, we need, Father God, traveling information to help us on the way home. And Father God, we pray, Lord God, that your word will sink deep into our hearts. And Father God, we understand that the blood of Jesus is against the devil and against the things that come against us, Lord. And right now we plead the blood of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Father God, for what you're about to do in our lives in the spiritual realm. Father, we realize that we can't make it. We can't make it without you, Jesus. We need you. And we need you right now. In the name of Jesus do we pray. Amen. When life's problems are caving in upon us, we can flee into escapism, or we can flee to the Lord. The promise of the gospel is that he will meet us right there. And together with him, we'll make it through. In Psalm 55, David cries out, oh, that I had wings like a dove. I would fly away and be at rest. such a cry comes from the lips of almost everyone at some time or another. You have said, if I can just get away from it all. Everything that has to do with life, if I could just get away from everything, I would be all right. Amen. The cry of almost everyone. David echoes the cry of humanity. For all of us, at some time or another, have something that is after us. That's an enemy to our existence. Whether it is sickness, whether it is financial difficulty, whether it is family problems, whether the life is not going the way you think it ought to go, at some time or another you say, if I could just get away from all of it. Life can sometimes be like an enemy that seems like it knows nobody's name but yours. Isn't that how problems are? It seems like problem has nobody's name but yours. And you wonder if problems are messing with somebody else. Yeah, yeah. He say David has a cry for release. Amen. To be released from the problem. A cry for freedom. A cry for escape from the thing that weighed heavy on us. When we face great sorrow, disappointment, tragedy, or failure, we wish that we could escape the trouble like we escaped the thunderstorm by running inside. And you know, if you've ever been in the South, you can see when the rain is coming. You can watch over the horizon and you can see the rain coming and you can rush to get inside from the rain. But aren't there some things that have come up in our lives that we just can't get away from? Amen. Aren't there some things that come up in our lives that we just can't get away from? Like that summer rain that come when you're down in the country and you run on the inside and the rain is on the outside. But aren't there some things that happen in your life that you just can't get away from you? It's like a ghost in your life. It keeps on haunting you. But comfort from the troubles of life is much harder to find, yes, than shelter from rain. Comfort from the troubles of life is much harder to find than shelter from the rain. The deeper the sorrow, the harder the pressure. The worse the despair, the more elusive comfort it flees from us. It seems to be like we never have any comfort at all. Psychologists tell us that there are two instinctive reactions to threat. To fight or to flight. As human beings, we are pre-programmed to respond to attack. Our bodies automatically run through this program, which heightens our response, preparing us to enter into combat. But there are some things that you can't fight with your hands. I wish I had somebody in here. That our weapon of warfare is not in flesh and blood. But when you're fighting sometimes, you got to get on your knees. I wish I had some help in here. There are some things that your 2020 can't take care of. There are some things that your 357 can't kill. But every now and then, in life's journey, you have to find out what you're fighting with. Your fight is not fighting with the flesh. It's fighting in the spiritual realm. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? When all you can do with the stuff that's happening in your life is get on your knees and have a little talk with the Lord. I wish I had some real Christians in here that know what I'm talking about. All I can do is talk to the Lord. But David said, no, no, no. And he prays in the first verse. He says, give ear to my prayer. He said, Lord, I need you to hear me. Now, it's one thing when your mama hear you or your daddy hear you or your best friend hear you. All they can do is hear you. Amen. You got friends that you can call and talk to on the phone. And they can hear you. But when you're called on the Lord is not only able to hear you, but he's able to do something about what he's here. You ever been on a friend on the phone with a friend and you're talking to him about some stuff you're going through and they say, I don't know what to tell you to do. If they're an honest friend, amen. Amen. I don't know what to tell you to do. But when you have a little talk with Jesus, when you tell Jesus all about your trouble, Jesus knows how to tell you just what to do. And sometimes Jesus will tell us to be still. Amen. Yeah, yeah. He told Moses, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still and watch what I'm going to do. And sometimes in our life, it's just hard to stand still in it. We got to try to do something ourselves. We got to try to fix it ourselves. But God is saying to somebody this morning, in the midst of what you're going through, stand still and watch me work in your life. No, give ear. He said, oh God, and do not hide yourself from my supplication. Don't hide yourself from my sorrow. Because, you know, if you got good friends, or if you got people that are fair-weather friends, as long as you got good news to tell them, they'll pick up the phone on the other end. But if you start to tell them about the troubles and trials in your life, they might let the answering machine pick up every now and then. Amen. One reason why they don't pick up is because they know that they can't help you in the situation that you're in. The other reason might be because they may be themselves going to something in the same similar situation. The next thing it might be, they might think that you might ask them for some money and they can't help you anyway. But whenever you go to the Lord is able to supply you with whatever you need. I wish I had some witnesses in here. If you need help, you can say, Lord, I need your healing right now. And God won't put you on the answer machine. And then right, if you say, Lord, I need some love from you right now, God won't put you on the answer machine. He'll pick up. And then right, how many of you have you ever called on the Lord and the Lord didn't pick up? Have you ever called on the Lord and the Lord did not pick up? He always picks up. So here David began his complaint. He said, I am restless in my complaint and moan. Amen. When you are restless, when you can't sleep at night, when trouble knocks on your conscience, when trouble knocks at your heart, when you're in a deep sleep and trouble shakes you and wakes you up and tell you I'm still here. When trouble, sit down with you at the breakfast table. Yeah, and serve you a plate of sorrow. Yeah, when trouble gets with you, get in the car with you and tell you I'm riding to work with you. And when trouble starts messing with you on your job, trouble ain't got no mercy. Trouble don't care if you're white. Trouble don't care if you're black. Trouble don't care if you're poor. Trouble don't care if you're rich. Trouble is always, and I say right now, some of you are saying right now, if I can just get away from it all, I get away from it. I get away from them. I get away from it. I get away from her. I get away from him. I will get away from them. I will get away from it all. Just can't get away from it. What do I need to do? I need to make, an escape. David said, Lord, I want you to destroy, O Lord, and divide my enemy's tongue. Because you know folk there in the ninth verse, he said, I want you to do that. Because folk can put some words on you. Amen. If you got enemies, you take it to Jesus. Amen. He says, vengeance is mine, said the Lord. He said, I will. He said, I'll get them back for you. All I want you to do is love them. And if they've done anything wrong to you, I'll get them back for you. Amen. Isn't it good to know that the Lord got your back? That you ain't got to worry about your enemies sneaking up on you, because the Lord said, I got you. Even when they do bad to you, I'll do good to you. I'll make the bad stuff they did to you, I'll turn it around for good. Come here, Joseph. They sold Joseph into slavery. And when it came all the way down to the end of Joseph's life, he stood before those who had tried to bring him down, and he said, you meant it for the evil, but God, he meant it for good. You lied on me, but God turned the lies around, and God still fixed it up. Isn't that right? You got me fired from a job, but God gave me a better job. And now here you are asking me for a job. Isn't that right? You put me out, but God gave me a better place to stay. I wish I had one or two witnesses in here that ever had it happen in your life, that when everybody else came against you, God said, I'm for you. Every time David would turn around, there was a lion, a wolf to fight off. Every time he would turn around, there was a bear to fight off. Every time he turned around, there was a Goliath to fight off. There are some giants in your life, and you wish you can get away from it all. But here, in verse 12 and 14, David becomes clearly personal as to identify the identity of his opponent. So I'm going to tell you who it is. He is not merely attacked by an enemy. If I don't know you and you do something to me, it don't bother me as much, because I don't know you like that. We don't have a personal relationship like that. Amen. Yeah. But if you hurt me and I love you, if you hurt me and you're close to me, you expect, somebody that you don't know to become your enemy, but you don't expect for your enemy, to sit down at the same breakfast table with you. Come on here, somebody. I'm talking to somebody. You don't expect your enemy to ride in the same car you ride in. Watch this. You don't expect for your enemy to get in the same bed you get in. Come on here, somebody. I know somebody. Where are you going with that? You don't expect your enemy to be the one you lend your last dollar to. You don't expect your enemy to be the one you smile with. You don't expect your enemy to be the one you sit in church with. You don't expect your enemy to be the one that knows all about what you're going through. No. No, no. But when I let you close to me, when I feel like I don't have to watch my back with you, and I feel something sticking in my back, and if it's all right, if it's an enemy, but if I turn around and if the one I love that hurt me real bad, I wish I had a witness in here. Yeah. You don't expect your brother to stab you in the back. But if you turn around and see it's your brother, you say, I didn't think you'd ever do me that way. I wish I had a witness in here. Yeah, I didn't expect for you, to stab me in my back. It ain't right. If it's your best girlfriend and y'all been hanging out together, and you've been up and down, and you've been down in the valley, and if she stabbed you in the back, and you turn, baby, I didn't mean for you to stab me in my back. That hurt you even better, don't it? Even worse, don't it? But oh, when an enemy sticks you, you said, I knew you was a backstabber. Isn't that right? But that's all right. The God I serve. David, it was David and his former friend. It was his former friend that stabbed him in the back. Oh, and that hurt when your friends, somebody help me today, when your friends, stab you in the back, isn't that right? Watch it, it says, listen, we went to the house of God together, isn't that right? Look at the fourth thing first. Look what it says. We took sweet counsel together and walked, into the house of God. In company. We went to church together. We rode together in the church together. We sat there and I didn't expect for you to hurt me. Listen, that's the thing. People that are in church don't hurt one another. It's a strange thing to see folk in church hurt one another. Amen. The Bible says, love those, especially those of the household of faith. Isn't that right? If you are a member of Mount Vernon, a member of some other church, don't you let nobody hurt your church member. Isn't that right? They might be low down, but say, no, you can't hurt them, though. Isn't that right? They might not be no good, but you say, no, you can't hurt them. Isn't that right? That's my brother and my sister. Isn't that right? It's like being in a family at home. Me and my brothers might fight in the house, but when we get outside that house, you better not bother them. I say, you better not touch them. Isn't that right? You better not. You can't fight him without fighting me now. Isn't that right? But it's bad in the house of God that we may fight on the inside and we fight on the outside. And the world say they ain't no better than we are. I wish I had a witness. Then David comes to himself after finding out that he can't get away from it all. And you are weighed down with the burdens of this world. And you can't get away from the problems in your life. You got to find somewhere where you can unload your heavy load. Isn't that right? When you realize, that I don't have wings like a dove, and I can't, fly away from my troubles, the Lord says, I'll deliver you not from your troubles, but I will deliver you in the midst of your troubles. Isn't that right? I need some peace from the storms of life. Isn't that right? And I can't get away and have peace And they're right, I need wholeness in my life. I need security in my life. And they're right, I need well-being in my life. And they're right, but I heard David said, what am I gonna do? And they're right, and if you look there in the 22nd verse, and he said, I'll tell you what I'm gonna do.
We hope you are blessed by the podcast. You are tuned into Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church podcast for the week on PrayCharlotte.com. What you have heard, the teaching and preaching of Senior Pastor of Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church, Reverend Matthew L. Browning. This podcast is an extension of the ministry where the Word of God is magnified, Jesus is glorified, and understanding is fortified. Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church is located at 2901 Oneida Road, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28269, off I-85 and North Graham Street. Our order of services are as follows. Sunday, school, 9:45. Sunday worship service, 11 a.m. Monday, 7 p.m. intercessory prayer. Wednesday, Bible study, 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. If you are interested in a CD of this message in its entirety, you can call our church between the hours of 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. Monday through Friday at 704-599-1433. Again, that's 704-599-1433. Or you can mail your request at P.O. Box 16237, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28297. That's P.O. Box 16237, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28297. Or via email at mtvernonpr@bellsouth.net. Again, if this podcast has been a blessing to you, tell a friend to go online to PrayCharlotte.com and click on the podcast and enjoy the Word of God. On behalf of our pastor, Reverend Matthew L. Browning, be reminding that this is the day that the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it.